All right, Talk CDL in Orlando this week. Ruth Ann's with me today. Hey, Ruth Ann, how are you enjoying Orlando?
I like Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. You know, once somebody asked me, they said, hey, Troy, where do people in Florida go for vacation? I thought about it. I said, you know what? We stay in Florida. It's a really cool place to be. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it is really cool. I mean, there's lots to do. You just don't want to drive too much.
Yeah. You know, when I was a trucker, I always wanted the run because we lived in Pennsylvania, and I always looked for the Florida runs. No matter who I was going with, if ever I was changing a job or whatever the case was, I always tried to get loads to Florida. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah. Anywhere to get south and away from the north, period.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would do. As a matter of fact, I remember this one trucking company, they were advertising. To be honest, it was one of those companies that would bait you in. They don't all bait you in. There's some really good carriers out there. What about our friends we visited the other day?
P&S.
Yeah, good people. But anyways, so there we were, right? And I was in Pennsylvania, and this company used to advertise in the local Pottsville Republican. That was the name of that newspaper. And they would advertise Florida and Texas runs, apply in person. In fact, they were called Fox. I don't even really care. I don't care if people know what name it is. They advertised it. And then so I finally one day I went, you know, I'm going to go check those people out. Florida and Texas runs. And I went in there and I sat with the guy. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Oh, you know, Ruth Ann's over here. Her phone's going off. She's yawning.
It's morning.
Yeah, we're doing a recording in the morning, and Ruth Ann over there, you know, it's like one of those co-drivers that you just want to reach over and push out the door right now.
I can't help it. You're
it's like,
rooster.
Pay attention, damn it. I'm trying
you're
to find the
morning.
Directions. We're trying to find a place here, and you need your help. You need your co-driver's help, and he's got his head up his, you know, whatever. Anyways, okay, so you know what the guy told me when I sat with him and I was talking to him about the Florida runs?
What did the guy say?
Oh, yeah, that's our senior guys. They get those. Yeah, exactly. So they're advertising to get you to come into our Florida and Texas runs. And then he said most of the new guys, you know, for a good year or two, they run the New York and New Jersey and stuff like that loads.
But how are they going to hire a senior driver to get those runs that they're baiting them in on?
Right, you've got to be there. You got to, and from what I gather, you might be a senior driver in a month. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, it kind of bummed me out. So, guess how long I worked there?
You didn't work there.
That's right, I didn't. I didn't work there. No, I didn't even do it. So, anyways, hey, that's not why we're here today. We're here actually. I wanted to talk about. I've seen a recent little video on CDL Life about a guy that had to go recover a truck, and he made a little video. When I mean recover, he had to recover an abandoned truck.
Ooh.
Very bad, you know, and. You know, he made an interesting video, and I really liked it. He mentioned a couple things on the video that, you know, I just wanted to kind of remind drivers out there how bad. He called it the cardinal sin, and I got to be honest with you, he's probably about right on there.
It doesn't show any trustworthy as an employee to the person that you're working for. I mean, if you're going to work for a company, they expect you not only to take care of their equipment, the merchandise. You're saying, yeah, I'm going to come in and work for you. I'm going to take care of all this stuff. You can trust me hauling your freight and delivering it. So
right.
When you don't do that, when you go to a company and you, out of the blue, say, you know what, I'm done, and walk away, that's showing untrustworthy to all companies out there because it gets on your DAC.
I'm with you. Well, let's talk about DAC. I'm with you on that. We'll start right there with DAC. You know, and everybody knows DAC is now called HireRight. It used to be called DAC. I think it stood for like driver access code or something like that. But we still call it the DAC. And what the DAC is, everybody knows. And for all you new drivers out there that are coming into the industry, DAC is one of those things that is a good thing and it's a bad thing. And for references, if you mess up, it's a bad thing for life. At least 10 years, it's on your DAC. It's literally like a credit report for truckers.
Right. An employment report.
Right. And you've run those. You used to work with DAC, right?
Yeah.
Not at DAC, but you ran DACs for different carriers. Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, the good thing about DAC is, you know, if you get some little mom and pop company or some company that goes out of business, at least the DAC reference is still there. There's proof that you had actual experience. But the bad part is when you screw up, you know what? Safety directors and new companies take all that in consideration. And there's a certain thing, Ruth Ann, that there's one or two things that are real pet peeves with people, and that is abandonment. You know?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, they have to now explain to their customer, hey, we're really sorry your freight didn't get there on time, but the driver left. I mean, that's like a parent having to go and explain their child's actions to the school principal when they're doofuses.
Well, think about this also. When you abandon a truck, you make the company, the carrier, incur big costs. Now, I know sometimes you might be all pissed off thinking, yeah, screw them, they were getting me home, and they were jerking me around, and that dispatcher was a jackass. You might have all kinds of nutty things, and you might be really, really mad at the company, but let me tell you something, and I've said this before.
Is it worth the rest of your career, though?
Right, well, they can screw you longer than you can screw them. You might get them for a few thousand dollars, and that's going to piss them off. Really, it is, but in the long run, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you abandon somebody's truck, okay, first off, and you leave it at the local Walmart or wherever, right? And then it's sitting there for a week or two. Walmart has it towed, and guess what? Now it's sitting in an impound yard, and money is racking. What's that?
Incurring more fees.
Yeah, money's racking up for the company. Thousands. I mean, sometimes it's like $10,000, $15,000 just to get their truck back because it sits in an impound yard. They got to pay a driver to go pick it up. They lost freight. They just all kind of crazy stuff. It just gets nuts that a driver, I understand being pissed off at a company. I really do. But what I'm trying to get at, though, is in the long run, you're going to get screwed. Now, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're in your local town one day. Let's say 6 months after you've just screwed some company over and told them to come pick up the truck. And you literally apply with this carrier, a new carrier, and they run your DAC. Dum, 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 dum. I'm going to say it again. And they run your DAC.
Dum, dum, dum.
DAC. DAC. Anyway, so they run your DAC, right? And they see a couple of things. Ruth Ann, what are some of the things that we see on DAC when there's an abandonment? What is it, like unauthorized location?
Unauthorized location without notice is what the technical term is.
That's the technical term, unauthorized location without notice. That pretty much is code for
they left the truck where they shouldn't have. And let me explain something else. It's not only in any Joe Blow parking lot, like Troy was just saying, Walmart or truck stop, which a truck stop is probably one of the most common. But even if it's a, quote, drop yard for the company, you got to understand, they don't have most of the time a personnel hanging out at that drop yard to retrieve that truck to the main terminal.
That's right.
Someone still has to go and retrieve it. So they might not incur impound fees and stuff like that.
And if you don't tell them that you left it there, they may not even know it until, you know, they track it down in your town,
yeah,
or whatever.
But you know, they'll use Qualcomm or some other means if it's a large enough company that has that. But here's the thing is when you do that, those drop yards are strictly only for their excess trailers and stuff that they need that are going to be in that area that they could swap out. Has nothing to do about leaving a tractor there. And if there's if you're going to have a trailer with freight on it, let's just say it's a reefer freight. You just got that trailer that has to have fuel in it at all times. It's going to run out of fuel, and anything that's in there is going to go bad.
Wow. Yeah. And you're right. There's so much that can happen with an unattended truck that nobody knows is sitting somewhere, and that's so true. Ruthann, there's also a message on the DAC besides unauthorized location without notice, and that code is when a safety director or human resources puts on the DAC, personal contact requested.
Ooh, I hated seeing them.
Yeah. When did you want to say something?
Oh, no, you can keep going.
Go ahead. So when personal contact requested is put under your DAC, under that carrier, all a carrier is telling the next carrier, when they run your DAC, obviously the new company's going to run your DAC, okay? And by the way, a lot of drivers would, when they know they abandon a truck, they'll leave that trucking company off.
They're so funny when they think that they're going to avoid. We see it all.
Yeah.
I mean,
off
can't
their
leave.
Application.
The only ones that will not show up on DAC is usually those one or two little Joe Blow companies, because DAC costs money. So they don't do that. But those little mom and pop companies will show up on your PSP. So you cannot leave a company off and think that we're going to not see it.
Yeah. So either way, either even if it doesn't hit the DAC, it's going to hit PSP.
It's going to hit PSP.
Yeah. So and Ruth Ann brings up a valid point there, and we'll go into that in a second. But as far as that goes, the new company, they run your DAC and they see personal contact requested. Guess what? They call that company and that company literally gets them on the phone and they say, listen, we just wanted you to hear it from us. We wanted to make it very clear to the next carrier going to hire this guy. This guy went down to his home. He had a truck loaded. He left it 100%. Wow, I thought Johnny Acid was bad. Ruth Ann, you are
it was
a
an
mess.
Alarm.
A mess today.
I turned it down.
Phone alarms, yawning, camera going off. My gosh. All right, so anyways, so you know, the next company, they get this personal contact requested that the company calls and then they talk to their human resources. And really the bottom line is they really give real ultimate details of how you screwed them over so bad that I'm telling you, we're not going to get a job. And listen, it may be the job you've been waiting for a long time to come in, the job that is a dedicated awesome job where you're home every night, or it, you know, it's an LTL dedicated job where you're home every night and making 80 grand a year, or it may be a local job even where you're home every night making buku bucks and whatever. And that one DAC, believe me, there's a couple references that you get in life in trucking, and you're screwed with them. There's, you know, and that is up there in the big ranks of them. That's up there with a recent DUI, a drug failure. That really
reckless,
is up there.
Careless. Yeah, I mean, you and I could tell you.
And that's your fault. The other ones.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's, I mean, when you're running DAC and you see a personal contact requested, that is something that.
You already know it's not good.
You know it's not good because it's they're not going to say, hey, what a great driver we have. We're so glad we, you know, you're going to get a chance to be. They're never going to say that. What they're saying is he messed up bad and we need to tell you how bad it was because there's not enough words that we could put on the DAC. So, I mean, it could be drug failure. It could be the fact that you were like, sometimes it could be that you are so aggressive at the at terminals with some of the customers or with dispatch. It could be a way of your attitude that they want to express to the company. Hey, this guy's just got a really poor disposition and we need to let you know about this because, you know, we had to have him arrested or escorted off the lot. I mean, I've heard many different stories, but here's another thing that you never mentioned that I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
What is one of the big things that drivers hate if you mess with?
Their money and their home time.
Money, exactly. Now, if you just cost that company, you know, thousands of dollars, but you still have a paycheck left there, what do you think they're going to do with that paycheck?
Well, I'll be honest with you, most drivers are smart enough to try to, if they know they got a big paycheck coming, they don't usually abandon the truck.
Yeah, but if you got a hothead, he don't care. He's too hot-headed and he's going to walk away. I've had a lot of drivers say, they still owe me my last pay. Well,
yeah.
You left them.
Yeah,
in their rights to keep that last pay of cost incurred that you've done.
I don't know if they're legally in their rights to keep that, because I know in California, it's a big thing out there with labor money and a lot of good stuff. But look, and the bottom line is you deserve it if they keep it. I can tell you that right now. If you screw them. And look, again, we are on the side of the driver, but there's a way of doing things and doing things right and doing things wrong. If you're going to abandon a trucking company's truck, I mean, honestly, that's totally wrong. And what I wanted to bring up, Ruth Ann, you had mentioned PSP. Mm-hmm. So that let's for example, let's go to PSP for a second, because you've run PSPs. Mm-hmm. And let's say a driver, he's working for a mom and pop company, or what do you call them, Joe Blow? I mean, I heard you mention that a couple of times. It's kind of weird. One truck chuck. Ruth Ann, the slang girl. All right, so let's say they're working for a trucking company that has 10 trucks, and it's a, you know, it's a, not an outlaw company, but it's a small family-run trucking company, and they don't report to DAC. You know, they don't use 10 Street. They're, you know, they're not really linked in to where if you run a DAC, you're going to even find this guy, right? But if he gets in any way, I should be talking to myself, look at this. If you get in any way a ticket, or you get scaled, or you get an inspection, a DOT inspection, any of that stuff, that all goes on your PSP with the name of the company that you were with at the time of
whatever truck you're in, whoever owns it, they're, that's all going to be up there. And here's another thing.
Even speeding, everything goes on PSP.
Everything,
anymore.
If you're, if anything, when you're in a commercial vehicle, anything that, whatever reason, you're not rolling, but you're at a stop, and you're either getting ticketed or inspected or weighed or anything at all, it's going to go on PSP underneath that person that owns the truck. So, you know, you could tell us.
So either way, you're not getting away.
You're not going to, no, because we're going to see that.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. You can't kind of really lie anymore, because with the DOT numbers that they have.
You saying truckers lie?
No, not.
You think some of them might a little bit?
Just a little.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Some of them might.
Go ahead.
But what it is we have Safer too, that we can double check your DOT numbers to make sure the people own it who own it. So, you know, if it's a small company, the one thing I will tell any driver, if you worked for a small company and you want that verification, or you want to show that proof, because there's so many times that these little companies go out of business and we can't verify it. Driver could lose a good opportunity to work with a company because they can't verify they worked for a company that, you know, was a small one. Take a picture of the side of the truck to show that DOT number, because we could track them down.
Okay. All right. You're getting off track.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. She's always caring about the driver. Okay. So we got DAC, you know, we got PSP. And what we're trying to tell you guys is this, and gals, and I've never really seen many female abandonments.
Because we're smart.
No, it's true. I mean, in all the years that I've been in trucking, I can't recall any chick truckers, okay? You think that'll offend any women? Chick truckers. Chickers. Chickers.
Some might be offended.
Trickers.
Ooh, that's definitely an offense.
Tricker's not good.
That's an offense.
I can't recall ever seeing a female abandoned truck. I'm serious.
Because we're not stupid.
That's you know what? I'm gonna look into that. I'm curious. If anybody has, I got some good friends at some big companies. I'm going to find out if they got any female abandonments. I'll have to do a little segment on that. But anyway, so your DAC, your PSP, all that stuff. Okay, there really is no hiding it. And again, if you're a new truck driver getting your CDL and you're in school right now, and they're going to tell you in school, hopefully the schools are telling them, do not abandon the truck. Let me tell you the best thing you can do. Let the company know you're quitting. Do it right. Leave as much notice as you can and take the truck back. Okay, and look, here's one of the things, Ruthann, that some companies, and look, let me talk to you companies out there for a second. I know companies out there that will hire a driver, and I know some of you that are listening. You know there's a lot of companies that follow Talk CDL. You know that, right? We see them. Yeah. Cool. So they can hear us. Anyways, so I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm going to tell you trucking companies something. If you're one of those companies that hires a truck driver, and then if they're a jackass, or you don't like them, or whatever the case is, and you got to terminate them, or they're going to quit, and then at the last second, you don't want to provide transportation for them to get home. I'm going to tell you something. That's a good prompting for abandonment. I'm not saying that they should abandon your truck. I would never say that. What I'm saying is, some companies that don't provide a ride home, a truck driver is thinking, okay, I got to get me a bus ticket home. I got to go find my way to the bus stop. I got to pay for all that good stuff. Because there's some small companies that will say, just get off my property, hit the road, I don't care, go to hell. Well, I'm going to tell you something. First thing they're going to do is they're going to go on Ripoff Report, or they're going to go on one of these reports, and they're going to start slamming you guys. And social media really can hurt you when you're going to hire truck drivers. I'm going to tell you that right now. Number two, it just isn't right to do that. You know, if you're going to bring a guy 1,000 miles away from his home, set him up with one of your trucks, and he's going to go out there and he's going to make money for you, whether he does good or not. You should probably make it already understood to that truck driver that, hey, we never leave you. And there's a lot of companies out there, Ruthann, that do that. They have a motto. Listen, we don't ever leave you walking. We never abandon you, so don't abandon us. We 100%, you bring our truck back, we will make sure and some companies will tell you, we'll even get you home the way we got you here. You know, if we flew you here, we're going to fly you home. And some companies, okay.
Well, it's the reason that they do that. They'd rather you bring the truck back and leave on a peaceable term in that manner, a respectable one, because
nobody wants the bad publicity.
No, nobody wants the badness.
Either one, the company or the driver.
But not only that, but it shows good, I want to say good sportsmanship. You know what I mean? Where all right, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. You're going to bring the truck back to me, but I'm going to make sure you get home the same way I brought you here or the likes of, because the truck don't have to be retrieved then from someone and they're not incurring all those additional costs. So a lot of companies do not mind, you know, maybe that's why some drivers are leaving, because they don't abandoning it, because they don't realize a lot of the trucking companies don't mind sending you back home in a right way because of that.
And look, trucking is a totally different animal than everything else. If you're a trucking company and you've got a safety director or a human resources guy or gal that walks around like Hitler, walks around like they're going to rule the roost and they're mean and they're yelling at drivers and they absolutely are so prideful that they refuse to give a truck driver a ride home if that driver quits, I'm telling you, get rid of that guy. I'm going to tell you that right now, or sit him down and let him know this is not the way we're going to conduct business, because I'm going to tell you something. It costs a lot of money to retrieve trucks, and you don't want, you really want to establish that ground game in the very beginning that, hey, listen, in orientation or whatever you want, however you want to relay that to the driver, we will provide a ride home. We understand you may have an emergency. We understand something may come up. We may understand. Hey, listen, we're all human. There may be a disagreement, whatever the case is. We're all up front. It's an open door policy. And we want you to know if there is a problem, call us. We won't try to talk you out of it. That's another thing, Ruthann. That's why a lot of truck drivers, did you know that there's a, and we'll talk about this in a second, about abandonments at the actual terminal, but establish that, Mr. Trucking Company. Establish that. Ruthann, what do you think of that? So if you establish that from the get-go, you're not going to stop all the abandonments, but you will stop some. Ruthann, here's one of the other abandonments that I almost forgot about. A lot of trucking companies tell me this, especially your big ones. They'll come in on a Monday morning, and there'll be 3-4 trucks sitting there with the keys on the seat, where a driver actually literally brought the truck back and then had his wife follow him right to the terminal, okay, at the terminal, the main terminal. But he didn't have the courage, and I'm not calling any drivers pansies on this part, because nobody wants confrontation. Ruthann, would you agree with that? I mean, when somebody tries to, it's almost like breaking up with somebody. It's a nightmare having to break up with somebody, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really done that.
Did you have to dump somebody ever, Ruthann?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you have to have? Did you ever have to have the talk?
Yeah.
I'm quitting you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, did you think about it all day and night or a week or whatever, going, oh my gosh, he's going to cry or he's going to beg me to stay, blah, 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 right? I mean, so you think about being a trucker for a second.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. That's a fast way of saying blah, blah, blah. Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. But no, seriously, think about being a trucker for a second. You know, let's just say you started only 3 months ago. You got a relationship with your dispatcher, right? But you just aren't making the money, or it just isn't working out, and you've talked to them a couple times. And you're one of those people that is not confrontational. Most people are not as confrontational as you would think, even though the world's full of confrontation. So you got option A. Okay, I'm going to call dispatch and put in my notice, and I know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to put the president on the phone, and he's going to make all kind of promises, and then I'm going to end up not being able to say no, and then I'm going to end up being here another week or two, this same BS that I don't like. I can't do this. That's option one, okay? Option two is you send them a Qualcomm, and guess what? They still call you, and then they try to talk you out of quitting, because that's what the trucking company's job is, to keep you in that seat. So they are definitely going to try to talk you out of it. So when you get all these truck drivers that already know what's going to happen, you know, and they're saying, well, I really don't want to abandon the truck, man. I don't want to call them because I know they're going to bitch me out, or they're going to try to talk me out of it. But if I bring the truck, if I abandon the truck, I'm screwed, man. Because some truckers know, don't abandon. So guess what? They come up with this solution. This happens every week. I got it. I'll have my wife follow me to the terminal, right? And I'll just leave it there with the keys on. They don't even go into the office and say, hey, listen, I quit, and walk out. They literally pull in and they set the keys on the seat, and you come in and you notice there's a truck there. Who put that truck there? Oh, that's truck number blah, 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 blah. There's blah, blah, blah again, right? And guess what? There's pretty much a terminal abandonment, but really you can't really get them for abandonment unless it's under a load, right?
I think that's the one I would always see as quit without notice.
Yeah, that's a quit without notice. And that is, and you've seen that a lot, didn't you?
I have.
It's, well, what I'm getting at, though, is these companies, they don't realize that they're making it to where these truck drivers are afraid to quit.
They need to look at their internal employees then, because you know, if you have this issue, if your turnover rate,
I think they'd have a better retention even if they straighten it up.
If their turnover rate is a little high and they know that they're doing things right in other ends, what they should do is try and find out from the drivers that might have left them their reasonings. Just say, even if it's a little box, okay, you're leaving me, driver, but tell me why. Maybe they need to start looking at what the reasonings are so that they can try and get them taken care of and maybe see if it's another person there or if it's something else. Who wants bad turnover? It's money going out your door.
Yeah, if you're a trucking company with a high rate of abandonments, there's companies out there that actually do what's called exit interviews, and also they interview your current drivers to, you know, within 30, 60, 90 days to see what any problems are. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you'd start discovering that this one dispatcher, everybody hates him because he's just rude and crude. Or maybe you start realizing there's another little reason why people... I remember doing exit interviews for a company one time, Ruthann, and 10 or 15% of their drivers were quitting because of the one night dispatcher. I mean, everybody you call that just quit, they go, it was that Tommy. Yeah, he was a total asshole. I'm not kidding you. It really was. So we sent the reports in. Unfortunately, Tommy ended up being one of the brothers. And so I have no idea what they did with that guy. I seen another company where 10% of their drivers quitting were because the drivers would have to pay for their own tolls and then put money in the receipt. And then half the time they wouldn't get their money back. They'd have to beg for two or three paychecks just to get 3 weeks ago money back. And they got sick and tired of begging for $70 or $100 here and there. And they said, go to hell. So, you know, what I'm getting at is if you start doing exit interviews and internal interviews with your truck drivers, you actually can start preventing abandonments and probably gain more drivers not quitting. What do you think, Ruthann?
If you have an open door policy with the drivers from the get-go and you make sure that you maintain that.
You say Geico or get-go?
Get-go.
Oh, go ahead.
If you keep that open door policy to where the driver feels comfortable enough that he can go and be honest with you, you're going to have a better turnover. You're going to have a better employee. You're going to have a whole better situation of that whole employee owner or employee-employer type of relationship. You'll keep the drivers longer. Yeah. So it's smarter that way. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to tell a driver, if you have an issue, just come and talk to me.
You know, Ruthann, I'm not here blaming the trucking company either. I'm saying that there can be times where they provoke the driver into quitting, and there's many truck drivers that are just non-confrontational, and they are not, no matter what, it's... Breaking up with somebody is a scary thing, guys. I'm telling you, it really is. So all I'm saying is, hey, here's some ways that you might fix some of your abandonments, Ruthann. Ruthann, I want to get this show wrapped up here, but there was one or two things else I wanted to mention. You know, there's one of the things in this video. Ruthann, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I see you over there reading your phone. One of the other things in the video that was mentioned, you look like you want to say something smart.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was reading my phone because I'm a needed person.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, one of the other things that was mentioned in this video was it's very inconsiderate to others. And I'll tell you what the driver was talking about. When you abandon a truck, it's not just... In this video, the truck driver that was abandoning or that was recovering the truck was legitimately having to work a day over, and he was supposed to pick his son up the next day. So he was going to lose one of the days with his son and doing things with his child. The other guy that had to be dropped off to help pick up the truck was a guy that was supposed to be delivering 19 stops, I guess, in the San Antonio and Houston area. I don't even know. But anyways, they had no other choice but to pull these two guys in, get them to pick this truck up. And so now you have a bunch of customers that were going, hey, our freight is late. You had a child that was missing his dad. I mean, and these are just the little effects of what happens when you abandon a truck. You affect not just the trucking company, you affect your brother and sister truckers, because they're the ones that get pulled in to clean up your crap. It's just so true, then.
It
does, man. And so if you're out there, I want to tell you this, for you guys and gals, I want to find out if gals do it, but for you drivers that are abandoning trucks, or you're about to abandon a truck, if you call yourself a trucker, I want you to take that title right off your damn forehead. Do not tell people you're a trucker if you abandon a truck. I want you to tell them that you're a little bitch. Yeah, I do. I want them to. I want you now to tell everybody you went from trucker to bitch. I'm serious. I'm telling you, female dog. It's a bitch, Ruthann.
I want to thump you with the microphone.
No, don't thump me. But okay, all right. I want you to. All right, forget bitch. It's not
a whiny baby.
How about a little wussy? You know, I'm a little wussy. I'm not. I want you to take your. I want his man card and his trucker card. I want them. If you got, if you seriously are a driver that don't have the cojones to call up and just say, I'm telling you, man, most trucking companies appreciate it, even though they're still going to probably try to, hey, how can we fix this? They're going to try to talk you out of it. If you just pick up the phone and go, listen, it ain't working out. I'm going to go ahead and turn in my notice. I'm telling you, if you would do that, we ought to start a company that puts in notices for truckers. You know that. I'm going to do it.
1-800
call me,
termination.
drivers, call me. I will put your notice in for you. I'll be your quitting advocate. Okay, I will make it to where you don't have to talk to the trucking company. I'll be like their driver lawyer ish.
Yeah.
I'll call myself the lawyer ish advocate.
The Terminator.
Yeah, I like that. Listen, I'm serious. I'm being serious now. Call them up. Tell them, listen, things aren't working. I'm putting in my notice. Even if it's a 3-day notice, I'm on my way right now by the house. Okay, you guys got me going home for the weekend. I'm gonna clean out my truck. I wanna bring it in, and I want you guys to route me in. This is my official notice. Well, hey, hold on. We wanted to have you talk to blah blah blah. Well, you know what? I really don't want to talk to blah blah blah. I'm giving you my notice. I don't want you to put it on my deck. I'm giving you my. I mean, just have some decency for you and your brother truckers. I'm telling you, if you abandon the truck, take the damn title away and the man card too.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just...
Because, no, that really bothers me.
Just think of it this way, driver, when you are trying to do something and you have someone totally inconvenience you, how angry do you get when a person takes the parking spot you're about to get in? Yeah, think about that on an excessive level, because that's pretty much what you just did. You just totally went and screwed someone else.
That's right.
The same way you hate to be screwed. If you want to be treated decent, do the same in return.
And if you're a trucking company that is not providing rides home for truckers and you're almost kind of forcing their hand, okay, again, I'm not being an advocate saying, oh, these truckers should abandon your truck. But what I am saying is if they go down the road and they give you a bad name, you deserve it too. Okay, you really do, because you just honestly and truly, there's too many trucking companies out there that will fly these guys home and get them home and treat them differently than for you guys to come in and go, screw that, man. We ain't it. Once they quit, they ain't our employee. We don't give a crap.
Yeah, but what the company's got to think of is what's the cost more, a $150 bus ticket or even if it's up to $500 for a plane ticket versus thousands of dollars in lost revenue because that truck just you just screwed with your customer.
Or he went down the road and he made two or three drivers that were about to apply with you not apply with you. You don't even realize the effects all around.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I was getting to is it's the thousands of dollars lost compared to up to a $500 ticket to get back home. It's not worth it. The scale is just not tipped right.
All right, so let's close this up, all right? Okay. We can talk all day about abandonment. I think we're here 35 minutes.
Sure, you could talk all day on anything. Yeah. I've heard it.
Okay. All right, listen, I'm just going to sign off by saying this. Truck drivers, it's your future. You're hurting yourself more than you're hurting the company. And please don't give me the excuse, yeah, I had to get to that new job right away. They weren't going to hold that position for me. Bull crap. They'll all hold it for you. In fact, they'll respect you more because you have somebody else's truck and you're taking it back. Most trucking companies would rather you do that. Take the truck back. Have a little courage. Let them know you're quitting and be done with it, okay? It's over with. Takes 5 seconds to dump somebody, and it's really no different. Hey, listen, I'm sorry, we're breaking up. Boom, you're done. That's my advice, and for you new truck drivers that are coming into the industry, you guys come into this with the right mindset also, and choose your company wisely, and if you're ever going to quit, which is a good chance you will, okay, put your notice in, or at least let them know, hey, this is my last week, I'm done, I'm not trying to be mean, just get me back to the terminal, thank you very much. And you may have to have a little bit of a talking. That's part of being a man. That's part of being an adult, okay? So it is what it is. Ruthann, I'm done with this subject. Well, not yet, but it'll be further to be continued.
A notice can be anything from a few hours to a day, truthfully. I mean, if you're on your way back in and you're saying, I'm quitting, and you're bringing the truck in, all they want to know is, if you're quitting, they want to be able to get that trailer or the route that you're about to go and take covered. Mm-hmm. So as long as you give them time to do that, they're generally happy to where they can actually fix what you're about to leave them. So, you know, be smart. Don't just abandon a truck. We always find out about it. It's not going to be hidden. We know.
Awesome. All right. Talk CDL out.
Bye.
Peace.